KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to Functional Health Radio on 1400 KSPT, 1450 KBFI, and also on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I own a personal training gym here in Sandpoint called The Shed, where I work with people of all ages and all goals. And I also coach people online, which has been real fun during COVID and kept people active. So I'm joined by my co-host, Jill Kahn. And Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist here in Sandpoint. And hey, Jill.
Hey, Jen.
On today's show, we're actually going to be talking about the toll the lockdown and restrictions may have taken on our mental health and how it's actually, you were saying, overactivated our stress system.
Yes, yes. And people are in a lot of distress now. Yeah. And I think we will need to talk about that. Yeah. And how do we make this transition?
Yeah, absolutely. And then how it's affecting our friendships.
Yes.
It is different.
It is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very interesting. Yeah. We'll go into that in detail. Yeah.
And then finally, at the end of the show, I wanted to touch, last month we were talking about bone density and the benefits of lifting weights. And this month I thought, well, let's talk about how we're losing muscle mass as we age and what, you know, men especially can do to stop that and make that change. So at the last half of the show, we'll jump into that topic. But how are you doing?
Well, I actually am doing better because with both vaccines, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm coming back into life again.
Yeah.
So Alex and I flew down to LA last weekend and we took, you know, it's a little bit risky to do that, mm-hmm. but we wore our masks the whole time. We're really careful. And we went straight to our hotel, but it was really fun because it was sunny and warm down there. We stayed at the beach, and all we did was ride bikes and walk. So we didn't have a rental car.
Right.
We went everywhere on foot. And the other thing that we did that was really fun, I have to put a plug in for this. Yeah. I got for Valentine's Day, I got Alex this, the adventure challenge for couples.
Oh, cool.
And we did this incredible adventure where the assignment was you were supposed to go to a thrift store and pick out items for each other and come up with a new identity and name for the other person then go out. And we did that. We had such a good time. There happened to be a vintage store across the street from our hotel, and they had a $10 rack.
Wow.
So we ended up, I bought this silver sequin dress and belt and a great jacket and got him a really cool shirt and tie. And it was Eddie and Felicity.
Oh, right. So is this a book that you have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what is the name of it again?
Adventure Challenge for Couples.
Right.
Yeah. So it was really fun. And we've got, the next one is, I have to make a pie blindfolded with him instructing me. So.
Oh, wow. I would like video clips of that, please.
So anyway, that's been really fun. And being outside, we've been doing more walks and just getting out. And it's really nice to feel like we can start doing some of the things that we used to do.
Right. Have you seen friends? Like what you have had your vaccine, and a lot of us have.
Yes. Well, we did our first socializing with another couple Friday night. We had all been vaccinated and we met to have dinner together, and that was the first that we'd done. So that was, and what we'll talk about is it is different, and we sort of have to relearn how to do small talk. Mm-hmm. And make these adjustments, and there's this social awkwardness. So we had a little bit of that, but we jumped back into it pretty well. Yeah. This was a close friend and colleague that we went with, and we had a wonderful time, a 3-hour dinner.
Wow.
So we really indulged in it.
You look happier, I will say.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel it's so nice to be able to have a fairly normal life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
So that was
nice.
Lovely.
Oh, that's great. Well, we haven't, my husband still hasn't received his, he's younger, so he hasn't received his vaccine. So we're still careful. He's, you know, works from home, so he's relatively safe. But we have gone out for lunch. We've just picked slower times. And we try to do a lot outside. So if we're run into people, it's safe. He's not as worried as I am. I'm the one who's more worried about it. But it's what we do. We got a little more time. I'm sure pretty soon it will be his time.
And are your parents vaccinated now?
Yeah.
So are you?
And they're down in, they hit the road after their 2 weeks. They're down in Arizona. They're camping and back to regular life because whoever they see is also in that age group where they've been vaccinated. So I'm not worried about them at all. It sounds like they're having a great time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. So yes, we are in this changing framework of mm-hmm. trying to figure out what is our life going to look like mm-hmm. and how to adapt to our experiences. But for the most part, there's been a very high level of stress. And I came across an article recently that that established that many therapists are saying this has been the hardest year mm-hmm. of their career.
And I believe that.
Yeah. I do notice a slight abating with some of the people I'm working with mm-hmm. as they're starting to do some reentry, but it's really taking a toll on couples.
Has it?
Yeah. And I think especially in the domain of sexuality, and I'm hoping to do a workshop on sexuality for established couples before too long, because it seems to be a problem that's really, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Because our lives have been altered in so many ways, and I think it's the pervasive stress that's affecting people.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a lot of people starting to come back into the gym who have been in high-risk categories, and so they've received their vaccines, they're feeling better about it. I'm at 100% for older adults having that taken care of. So it's a lot of happy faces because it's been a long year.
Yeah, it certainly has been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it's, we're going to get through it.
Yeah.
But let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll jump into the toll it's taking and what we can do to take steps forward. This is Functional Health Radio on North Idaho Radio.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
Now is the time to gear up and get those spring projects together. Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonners Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you. Spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel or desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all of your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive prices, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out their website, tntbeams.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Believe it or not, spring's almost here. It's time to inspect your vehicle undercarriage after a long winter. All of our oil changes come with a complimentary vehicle inspection. Pothole season's also here this month. Front end alignment starting at $59.95, transmission services starting at $225. Our certified techs work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Call today to schedule an appointment, Pierce Auto Center.
It's tax time again, and keeping up with the ever-changing tax laws can be a chore. Rhodes Tax Service in Bonners Ferry has been providing professional tax service for 35 years. Rhodes Tax Service will give you a one-on-one consultation for individual and business tax preparation. They'll help you understand what is going on with your taxes and what changes must be made this year. If you need the guidance of an experienced tax professional, Rhodes Tax Service is here to help. They provide electronic filing, direct deposit, or you can use the Walmart Money Card. To find out more about what they can do to help you, call Rhodes Tax Service today at 208-267-1040 or 1-888-788-1040. Or if you prefer, you can stop by their office just off of Highway 95, one block north of Super One Foods in Bonners Ferry. They also offer a website for payroll at w4payroll.com. Rhodes Tax Service wishes you a great year, and they hope to see you soon. Rhodes Tax Service, 208-267-1040.
Are you over 50 and noticing that you're losing muscle tone, have more pain in your joints, and worry about your bone density? You're not alone. Hi, this is Jen Barden from The Shed. As someone in her 50s, I understand the challenges we face as we age, but I also know as a fitness coach what to do to make a difference. Building strength will take time, commitment, and guidance. At The Shed, I'll take the time to get to know you, and I'll make sure your strength program matches your fitness level so you succeed. Please stop by The Shed today, The Shed on Michigan Street in Sandpoint.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio on North Idaho Radio, a monthly health and fitness show where you can listen live on this station or northidahoradio.com. I'm Jen Barden, and I own a gym called The Shed here in Sandpoint, and I'm joined by my co-host Jill Kahn, and Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist practicing in town as well. And we're talking still about COVID and the lockdowns, but what we're seeing in both our businesses and your practice is how the toll that all of these restrictions have taken on us, and it's affecting friendships and anxiety, and it's like we've been under so much stress for so long. And so let's talk about that and maybe how to get through this.
Yes, and the sustained stress is really affecting us all at a very profound level, both physically, physiologically, mm-hmm. and emotionally. But having been at this for a year now, our fight-flight system has been triggered. Mm-hmm. And the emotional reaction to stress, the sustained stress, is totally overloaded. It's very unusual for somebody to be in a situation where stress is sustained for such a long period of time. So when you've got that overload of stress, the constant flow of adrenaline starts to drain us, mm-hmm. and apathy sets in. So I think that's why a lot of us are feeling like we're over this tipping point, that right. we're over
Well, and it's not just like stress of, and I could be wrong, but how I see it is it's not just stress where I don't want to get sick stress, or I don't want to get someone's. It's like, can I go into this place and how am I going to maneuver through the grocery store? For some people, why do I have to wear this mask? Like, that's stressful. Like, there's just a whole lot of new stress that we didn't used to have.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it happens continually anytime you go outside of the house, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So anytime
you have to think about
you
everything.
Everything, right?
Yeah, well, we went to the Idaho Club for brunch with friends yesterday, and I looked at Jeff. I'm like, do you have your mask? And he's like, I've got two. You know, so it's just, it is. You have to think out every moment of your day.
I keep 5 masks in my car at all times because we had that same problem.
Yeah.
We went to Costco the other day, and he said, oh, I don't have my mask. I said, I have one. Here, no problem.
Right. It's just getting old. Old.
It is. Yeah. And so we are exhausted, and this overactivated stress system, what happens when we get stress, our brain sends a burst of energy through our body that allows us to respond to nearby threats. But typically, the brain and the body have a chance to calm down and relax and reset once the stressor is removed. But throughout this whole experience, we've had this sustained amount of stressors attacking our system, and we haven't been able to catch a break. So there's no recalibration and opportunity to just go back to a normal set.
Exactly. And also we haven't been able to do the things that in a normal situation. Like, if
yes.
I'm stressing out, the self-care is out the window. Normally I would have been getting a massage or doing things to kind of bring me back.
Yes. So we haven't had those coping mechanisms available to us to deal with it. So we've got this cortisol pumping through our bodies at rates we haven't ever had to contend mm-hmm. with before in our lives. So when our fight-flight system has been totally overworked like that, little things that might not have bothered us before have had an incredible impact.
I'm noticing that, especially now, which was interesting for me because I am vaccinated. And I mean, I really am over the edge of that fear, but it's like it's almost because it's been going on so long that sensitivity and frustration is on the surface.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So we're all feeling, I think, that kind of brittle, mm-hmm. fragile sense. And those things have really built up in us. So we become emotionally exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, how all
Absolutely.
Of us have been feeling.
If you've been falling asleep at 7:30 like I am.
Oh, me. Yeah. That's me. Yeah. I've never slept this much.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are reporting that, mm-hmm. that we are eating more, sleeping more. We're trying to keep our body going because
right.
we are at this level of
yeah.
depletion.
Mm-hmm.
So we're more at risk of burnout because of the current circumstances we're in and the fact that we're continually re-traumatized
and reactivating that cortisol spike. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when we go to the grocery store, when we go to Costco, there's potential for trauma.
Right.
You know, especially if somebody isn't wearing a mask. And I know when I was in the airport, and it's very clear that you are supposed to wear your mask at mm-hmm. all times in the airport. And there were a couple of people who were flagrantly not doing it.
Right.
And I could feel myself being angry. Mm-hmm. And then what do I do, right? Do I say something? Do I not say something? Mm-hmm. And what's the right thing?
Right.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So those emotions we have to deal with.
Yeah.
And then the other piece is that uncertainty also plays a huge role in hitting this wall. Because even though we've been at this for a year now, there really isn't any clear path in sight. We don't really know. Even though things are opening up a little bit, mm-hmm. there's still this fear of, is there a new strain that's coming?
Right.
Can we travel abroad? You know, how many of our friends are willing to go out and do things and who aren't? We're in a limbo state, mm-hmm. and we really don't have a sense of when we can normally socialize again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a struggle.
And we all, I think, are hungry for that. So it's normal for burnout to occur after a period of chronic stress and uncertainty. Most of us have had to learn new ways to cope with stress since, as you say, mm-hmm. our normal coping skills we haven't been able to use. So here's a strategy. First of all, identify what are the most stressful factors for you. Maybe it's the news. Maybe it's what's going on at work. It might be your family. Mm-hmm. It might be having a difficult conversation with a friend where you're not on the same page. Mm-hmm. Find out what those stressors are for you. Really get clear about them. And then systematically address them. And then focus on one or two things a day that you can accomplish. You know, for a lot of people, it's cutting back on how much news you're taking in.
Right.
Or it might be realizing what are one of the stressors in your family. I'm really encouraging a lot of my couples to try to get a date again.
We've moved our date night into pizza night, where we were religiously going out every Thursday night. That was our thing. And it had to change, and so now it's pizza night, but it's like I kind of want to get date night back.
Get back to
not that I night. Don't mind the pizza,
yeah,
but
Alex and I have gone back to our date nights because that is something I know for me at the end of my work week, mm-hmm. I'm exhausted, mm-hmm. and the last thing I want to do on Friday night is cook dinner,
right?
So, you know, whether it was takeout where we would have it at home, and now we're feeling more comfortable with going out. That's been a huge stress reducer for me, mm-hmm. to know that I've got that break and I can just relax and be with him.
Yeah.
So that's one of the ways that we can do on it. We can do these things. So don't rely on what works for other people. Figure out what you need, what nurtures you, what creates a sense of calmness. I've been once again going back to getting pedicures, facials, massages.
Yeah,
those are huge stress reducers for me. Mm-hmm. And you know, my husband skis every day. That's his thing. Yeah. So each of us has to figure out what we need. Mm-hmm. I love that hot tub. That's been a wonderful stress reducer.
Yeah.
And making sure that you take care of yourself in those small ways.
Yeah.
So lastly, cut yourself some slack. No matter how the pandemic has disrupted your life, realize that this hitting a wall is a valid response to totally irregular circumstances. So we all think have to have compassion for ourselves, compassion for other people, knowing that we don't always agree, and also not dismissing our feelings, mm-hmm. acknowledging that it's appropriate for us to have some anger, some anxiety, some sense of loss. We've all experienced those in spades in this last year.
Yeah.
And need to acknowledge that, we're overwhelmed, and what can we do to take care of ourselves. And now, as we move into the next topic, reconnect with other people.
Right. And then have forgiveness. You know, because when you are on edge, there are going to be issues, arguing with your spouse or your children. And just remind yourself that we're all at our wits' end. I'm also interested, though, in knowing how, if you have any ideas. I know I have clients whose teenagers and college kids are pretty clear that now that mom and dad have had their vaccines, they're done. They're going back to normal life. And I understand. Mm-hmm. How would you have a discussion, though, and just remind...
You know, I deal with that with my son,
yeah.
right? Who's a college student, and unfortunately, his life has been totally impacted.
Right.
All of his classes are online. And I just know that the kind of loneliness and depression because of that is potentially lethal for some of these kids.
Right.
And that getting COVID may be a lot less lethal than
the
depression.
We're kind of at that place. You and I talked about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, our mental health
supersedes
this.
Well, especially since for the vast majority of young people, their symptoms are going to be fairly moderate mm-hmm. or mild, right? Mm-hmm. And yes, there are exceptions, but yeah, we are going to have a nation in crisis because of the mental health and some of the academic issues as well in the future. And I think that's kind of what we're going to talk about too, is this sense of loneliness and what is that done to people?
Yeah, I do have some clients that are professors and college professors, and they are concerned about a couple of things. A lot of these students, and these are, you know, grad students.
Yeah.
They are struggling to pass classes, and these are the top students in the nation.
They're depressed.
And so they're struggling with that, and then the instructor doesn't even really get to have face-to-face relationship with them.
Yeah.
But they're not sure how much they can get on them.
Right.
Versus looking at how fragile they are.
Yes. Yeah, and I think that's a very delicate balance.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as you said, what's the advice? Well, I think kids still should be encouraged to wear masks, mm-hmm. to be mindful about what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and not just have it be a free-for-all, which is a risk.
Right.
But yes, I think that getting back to having social interaction for young people, mm-hmm. well, for all of us,
mm-hmm.
we know how important we are realizing what social animals we are,
yeah.
and how crucial that is for our well-being physically
right.
and emotionally.
Right. All right. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll start that
yes.
part of this, the friendship. I miss my friends. All right. So this is Functional Health Radio on North Idaho Radio.
Are you over 50 and noticing that you're losing muscle tone, have more pain in your joints, and worry about your bone density? You're not alone. Hi, this is Jen Barden from The Shed. As someone in her 50s, I understand the challenges we face as we age, but I also know as a fitness coach what to do to make a difference. Building strength will take time, commitment, and guidance. At The Shed, I'll take the time to get to know you, and I'll make sure your strength program matches your fitness level so you succeed. Please stop by The Shed today, The Shed on Michigan Street in Sandpoint.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Jim and Sunny from Parker Subaru, cruising North Idaho in a new Subaru Crosstrek. There's an excursion up a dirt trail for some weekend camping sound appealing? The off-road ready Subaru Crosstrek could be for you. You'll find control, handling, and confidence when off-road, back trail, or in winter storms because the Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive system delivers. In the Northwest, that's important.
Subaru owners, it's Parker Subaru Free Spring Ski Day, Friday, March 12th at Lookout Pass. Stop in the dealership for your free voucher. Here's another bonus. If you buy a season's pass for next year at Lookout, you can ski the rest of this year for free. So come to the Subaru A Lot to Love event and start your journey down a road where the adventures, trust, and value last. Now, for a limited time, get a great deal on the Subaru you love.
Cruise in and finish your research with a hands-on test drive. Get all the answers at your no-problem Parker Subaru, Highway 95 in Coeur d'Alene.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Functional Health Radio on North Idaho Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness coach and owner of The Shed, a small gym in Sandpoint, and I'm joined by Jill Kahn. Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist in Sandpoint, and we're talking about the pandemic and the lockdown, but also at this point, I'm less concerned about getting sick and the illness, more than mental illness and what we're dealing with. And now, it's a little, it gives me a little anxiety going to a restaurant and seeing friends. I know I can do this, and there's no reason why I shouldn't, but what's going on with friends?
Well, we were talking at break about touch deprivation, and there's also the social deprivation, and these are, so it's a whole spectrum of things that are going on right now, and I feel bad for, you know, both my sons. One doesn't have a partner, and the other one's partner's in Italy, and both of them, I think, are really experiencing touch deprivation and loneliness. So loneliness has been a huge thing during the pandemic. Now, I feel really blessed because I have my partner, and I also get some social interaction because of my teaching and my practice. But I think for a lot of people, they don't have those social interactions. And for me, what's been most meaningful is missing my friends. Because we haven't socialized with them. So one of the things that's been interesting during this pandemic is that there's always been this awareness of how important a significant relationship is. But what we're discovering now is that there's a whole array of other friendships and relationships that are, I can't say maybe equally, but are extremely valid and important. So we're starting to reassess that. The consequences of friendships being disrupted are very, very significant, and I've certainly experienced that. So loneliness is about a lack of emotional intimacy, and it has very real consequences. So I think for a lot of women, they don't get all of their emotional intimacy needs met through their male partners. They get a lot of that through their female friends, which is good. But our female friendships have not been the same during this pandemic.
No.
And even our interactions with coworkers, which for a lot of people are non-existent if they're working from
home. I mean,
home.
I know I've got a gal, a client in New York, and they had their first day where her whole staff team was actually at the office. And she was, you should have seen how happy she was. Like, it was amazing to them. And that, I mean, they have really struggled in the bigger cities.
And for anyone who's been more isolated, I have one woman who just came back to my Zumba class after a year, and they were in very serious lockdown, and she was just jubilant. To come back to the gym and be able to socialize and interact with us at Zumba. And that is something that we really, we experience, I think, for the first time, how meaningful it is for us that we do dance together and share lives. So that's something that we're really understanding more and more of. And the loneliness has very real consequences. So the loneliness leads to depression. And it's feeling lonely is just as detrimental, that the research is showing, to our physical health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Isn't that shocking?
That's crazy.
And it's not just loneliness that does us harm. Friendship improves our life. So it makes us
happier and more satisfied with life. It improves our ability to cope with stress. And so not just how healthy we are, but how long we'll live is predicted by our relationship satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. It's one thing that I'm really hoping with, because we have talked about some of the good things that have happened.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people have reconnected with friends from their past,
yeah.
You know, and I had another great Zoom with my college roommates last night. And, you know, those, you have these people that you met during certain parts of your life. And you really, like for college, for me, I grew up here in Sandpoint. I went to a school in California. I knew no one. So these were the two that I met the first day, and we were thick, and through children, through everything. And then we kind of all, you know, time goes on and you lose touch. And COVID brought us back together. And
aww.
It is an amazing thing. And I really hope that this continues, these connections continue for, because I think a lot of people are finding that it's been wonderful.
Yes. And there are those things. Similarly, one of my friends from college where we lost touch with each
yeah.
other, and we had reconnected before COVID, but she and her partner, new partner, mm-hmm. are really very close with Alex and me, and yeah. we're planning a trip to Europe
right.
together.
Yeah.
And so we've been doing these wonderful Zoom happy hours
right.
together.
But when you can be together with them in person, I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
Like my friends are coming up with their husbands this summer. I cannot wait. I'm already dreaming about it. So, you know, it's pretty neat. Those things.
Yeah.
And the friends are important.
Super important. So mm-hmm. we haven't really spent time with one of our closest couples in a year. They've been very, very locked down. And so Alex's birthday is the 22nd, and they've agreed that they're going to socialize
nice.
With us for
Good.
His birthday. And we are so excited.
Yeah.
I've missed them terribly.
Sure.
So those friendships, I think we're understanding how enriching they are and what the consequences have been mm-hmm. that we have not had that. Now, there's some other, the downside to this can be that with some of our friends, we've had some pretty major disagreements
yeah.
about how do we manage the pandemic. And it's put a strain on some of my relationships.
Yeah, that, I bet.
You know, I have not been maybe as vigilant as they have been, who've mm-hmm. been in total lockdown. And
we all handle it differently.
We all
like it's
handle
for
it differently.
My personality. I mean, when it gets stressful and it's really easy for me to just go withdraw and just hunker down.
Yep.
And lose connection.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's been some of that going on, you know, where we're not on the same page, and there can be that judgment. And that's one of the problems. I mean, first of all, you get stuck with, do we want to say something to our friend and risk conflict,
mm-hmm.
or do we just stuff it and then have to live with it? That's mm-hmm. one of the things. And then another implication that we're dealing with is because we've been so isolated, we tend to only be around people who share the same worldview that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is contributing, they're saying, to the polarization that we're experiencing.
Oh, that's interesting.
That the decreased social interaction, we don't have the kind of intermingling of ideas.
In person, right? Because in person, you can kind of walk through the conversation and look at, oh, now I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
We've been doing it over social media. That's always bad.
It's bad because you will say and do things when you're not in person
mm-hmm.
that are dangerous. And so, yes, I think you're absolutely right about that, Jen. And the more that we interact with people who don't agree with us in person, and we have to mm-hmm. play nice and kind of be conciliatory, that's good for us.
Yeah.
And I think we find common ground.
I noticed that when we came out of the lockdown and I was able to open back up, I did my best to stay in contact with everyone. But, you know, I have some friends and they would make comments about so-and-so posting this and that's going to change things forever. And I don't understand. And then Jim opens back up and a little time goes by and oh, everything's back.
Yes. Good. Good, good. But yeah, that's been a problem.
Yeah.
So loneliness is very detrimental. And we're more aware now of how important that social connection is. And it doesn't feel like it's frivolous or a luxury. And we're understanding now that human connection is really a core value and need that we have.
So the danger is that the more separate we become from people, the more fixed we get in our own views of life and our own positions. We're exposed to less interactions with fewer people. We're not getting the breadth of views. And the consequence is that one person's view becomes more important than it might have been before. So you notice the disagreements.
Yeah.
So we have to really be aware of that antagonism and judgment. And now when we're starting to come back out, some of the social awkwardness that we're talking about is that we're more aware of where we are in space. We're a little bit on guard, and we're feeling a little weak in all this because there's still lingering grief, there's suffering, there's fallout. We're all feeling a little bit fragile through this. So one of the other things that they're talking about is the effect of social isolation and people working from home on young people's work environments and their careers. That they don't have the same sort of networking that they can do, that it's harder for them to get recognized for their accomplishments because people don't see them. So that it can be set, there can be setbacks.
Yeah, one of my daughters had they do like a yearly award ceremony for her company, and it was Zoom.
Yes.
And just so strange, she said, you know, and it's like you haven't even seen these people. They don't even really know what you're doing.
Yes.
And then you're getting just bizarre.
Yeah, yeah. It is bizarre.
They all dressed up like they were going.
That's cute.
Yeah.
So we do have to kind of watch out for going too quickly into this and getting a little carried away. That's what happened after the last pandemic in 1980 is that it got really wild. So looking into how do we make this balance? So the last thing that we're talking about is the social awkwardness.
Okay.
And a lot of people are noticing that we've kind of forgotten how to do small talk.
Right.
And we don't really know what to say. We kind of run out of things to say. One of the things that Ben noticed with his girlfriend was, my son, was that when she was on lockdown, she didn't really have anything to say because nothing had changed in her life.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to have a conversation.
But it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've kind of felt like that. It's like, well, what's going on?
I've found that I'll have a quiet weekend, which was quiet for the last year, most weeks while I was home. And now when I go into my work situation, I'm overwhelmed in short periods of time from all the conversation and all the interaction and everything that's going on, because everyone gets in there and there you want to share, which is perfect and awesome. I love that. But for my brain, it's like, whoa.
Overstimulated.
So I kind of need to check out, go look at something, debrief, and then come back in. So,
yes.
But that is something that I've noticed as a result of this.
Well, especially I think if that's true, Jen, for people who are more introverted, this has felt like kind of like, oh, this is good.
It's been fine.
Yeah. I've been in training for this my whole life.
And, exactly.
But this reentry is difficult because
it
can be overwhelming.
Especially when you're in a field like I am, where I'm there and I'm connected with each one of them and helping them and hearing their stories. And I want to know everything and I want to fix, you know, look at their bodies and everything. So it's a lot of information.
It is a lot of information. And you have to be on every moment.
There's no down days.
No.
It's not allowed.
And you're right. There are a lot of pieces, like kind of like when I'm doing couples work, right? There's so many different things you have to track.
Yeah.
And that's exhausting.
Yeah.
So I think it's like redeveloping certain muscles that have not quite atrophied, but they have.
They need to be turned on again.
So that is one of the things we have to do. So even little interactions can be awkward. And it's right now, I think, socially appropriate for all of us to feel a bit awkward, normalizing that. And that also feeling lonely can hamper a person's social skills. When loneliness is continued over a period of time, combined with some of that social distortion that we're experiencing, it makes us less likely to acknowledge someone else's perspective, that insulation that we're experiencing. So we may become less able to evaluate other people's intentions. That makes us socially awkward. And lonely people are more likely to perceive other people's reactions negatively, and less able to find social connection with others. So they're really struggling with some of that. So the good news is that it seems like social skills should rebound fairly quickly. That's the study, which suggests that a person's social competence is relatively stable. So people who were socially competent before, that will rebound.
Just going to give yourself a little time.
Yeah. So clumsy readjustments we all have to make during this period. And, you know, it's harder when we have masks that it's you can't read other people's expressions as well. That interferes. We have to stand further apart than feels natural. And then how about those little odd dances we do when we're trying to figure out whether we should hug or not?
I know. I know. Oh, my gosh.
It's like, what kind of physical contact can we have?
Yeah,
so it's really awkward. So we need to kind of warm up those social skill muscles. And it's probably actually good to feel a bit anxious because we should be more vigilant about being socially mindful so that we don't end up making someone feel uncomfortable or fearful. So these are good things.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take our final break. And when we come back, we'll start our discussion on losing muscle mass as we're getting older. It's kind of a weird thing. So anyway, this is Functional Health Radio on North Idaho Radio.
Just in at Pro-X Home Center, seeds. It's time to think about planting, and Pro-X has what you need to get started. Stop in today for a wide selection of fertilizers from Jonathan Green, soils from Black Gold, seed starting kits, garden tools, pots, and more. Get a jump on the season with a four-shelf mini greenhouse, a 40% savings at just $29.97, but only while supplies last. Pro-X Home Center, just north of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown everything store.
On Saturday, March 13th, 2021, the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, Incorporated will hold the 86th annual meeting of the Cooperative Voting Membership. The annual meeting will be held at the Co-op Gas and Supply Propane and Marketing Annex, located at 1201 Fontaine Drive in Ponderay. Registration for the meeting will begin at 9 a.m. The meeting will begin at 9:45 a.m. The purpose of this meeting will be to vote for two directors serving three-year terms and any other business that shall come properly before the membership. We hope to see all voting members at this very important meeting as we celebrate our 86th year in business. For more information about the Co-op Annual Meeting, please call 208-263-6820 or see the annual meeting announcement in the March issue of the Co-op Country Roundup publication.
Welcome back to the Raptors. I'm Roy, he's Stan. We're from Triple Play over in North Idaho.
Hey, I have some news. I got my new phone today.
Wouldn't that be breaking news?
Okay, funny guy. Not bad, Roy, not bad.
Seriously, how many phones have you broken at this point?
You know, three or four dozen or so.
How does one dinosaur break that many phones?
Accidentally kicking it into the wave pool, losing it in the dark on XD Dark Ride, watching it tumble into the water at mini golf, unintentionally crushing it while bowling.
I'd say I can't believe it, but I can. I totally can.
Do you have pockets? I don't either.
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can bowl, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
I gotta show you this funny picture of my phone.
And score another for the wave pool.
You already know that Sweet Lou's is the place to dine and watch sports. It's also a great place to work, and both Sweet Lou's locations are now hiring for the summer season ahead. There's openings for cooks, prep cooks, servers, and bussers. Health and dental benefits are available. Apply online today at sweetlouisidaho.com. Located on Front Avenue in Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Ponderay. Now's the time to secure your summer employment. Apply online for either location by going to sweetlouisidaho.com.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
This is Functional Health Radio on North Idaho Radio. I'm Jen Barden from The Shed. The Shed is a small group personal training gym in Sandpoint, and I'm joined by my co-host Jill Kahn, and Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist practicing in Sandpoint, also. And we have been talking COVID and mental health and all those things, but what about our physical health?
Yes.
So I'm 54 and I've noticed a few things. So last month we were talking about bone density and how amazing a new study out of Australia is proving that heavy lifting can really increase your bone density, which was fantastic news. But it got me thinking about what about men and what are they experiencing? You know, I have my husband, and I didn't realize as early as beginning in our 30s, we start to lose muscle mass. And that is just, especially people who are inactive. And there's a lot of things we can do to try to stop that and even build. And I think starting out with eating protein-rich foods is the first start. And a lot of people, I don't know if it's because as we age, you know, metabolism slows a bit. It's easy. We're worried about gaining weight. And so maybe people shy away from too much protein. But in order to build muscle, you really do need quite a bit. Let's see. I want to find the amount. Between 90 and 100 grams a day. And that is a lot. I mean, that's what I'm doing. I've gotten used to it. But for a lot of people starting out in weight training, and it makes you feel full.
Yeah,
you're not used to that. And so little things like I've learned are, you know, having hard-boiled eggs for a snack or adding a scoop of protein powder to my Greek yogurt. That is a way to increase the amount of protein you're getting. You know, eating certain, you know, the chicken, fish. If you're having salads, adding a protein to that. I don't know. What do you do, Jill?
We add almost always in my salads, we have nuts.
Yeah.
We have cheese and we have fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And then oftentimes if it's going to be a main salad, like we did a salade niçoise the other day with ahi.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had tomato, egg, asparagus, olives.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of any kind of diet. I'm more about moderation and eating proper portions. And so I don't shy away from dairy. I don't have any intolerances. So I think if people don't, there's no reason they shouldn't have it in their diet. So anyway, I know we're going to be running out of time. So another thing is it's time to hit the gym, people.
Yes.
You have to lift weight. And walking is awesome for your heart and running and all those things. But weight training is going to make a difference. And it's going to be important to do it at least 3 times a week. And it doesn't have to be for hours. It can be for a half an hour. But there are certain compound lifts like squats, deadlifts, bench presses, rows that you should be doing in these workouts, because that is going to help with your bones and also your muscles. And you want to do fewer reps and heavier weights. But I'm going to tell you now, you need to work with someone.
Well, I went to work with Jen the other day, and it's because I'm used to doing lighter weights and more reps.
Yeah.
And so it was really good. It was a different way of doing it.
Yeah, it is totally different. And it takes time. And you're not going to perfect the lifts. I'm still working on my lifts, but it does make a difference. The last year I've really changed it and reduced the number of reps. And we're talking maybe 6 to 8 reps of those heavier lifts. It's made a huge difference in my physique. And I'm much stronger at 54.
Yeah.
And so increasing my protein and also the weight training, changing how I was doing it. Because I was doing the lighter weights. You know, I was a runner. I wanted to do all these things, and I had strong support, but it wasn't meeting my goals as I'm aging. So that's why I've made those changes. Sleep. You've got to sleep. You've got to get 7 to 8 hours a day. That helps with building muscle. Don't cut out your carbs. You need those. But you need like sweet potatoes, whole grains, beans. Get enough vitamin D because that's going to help you build muscle. And then I know it's sad, but you have to limit your alcohol intake because alcohol can lead you to be dehydrated, which can affect your muscle function.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So those are some tips, you know, but here we go.
Well, Jen's great. I really recommend working with her.
Get a trainer to help you do it right.
Yeah. So that's important.
All right. All right, well, this has been Functional Health Radio on North Idaho Radio. I'll see you next month, Jill.
Hey, always been fun.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
97.1 K246EU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, and